This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. President Draupadi Murmu has strongly emphasized the nation's commitment to become a developed country. She stated that achieving this goal by the year 2047 will require equal participation of both women and men. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar today, the president said that collective effort is essential to realize the vision of a developed India by 2047. Highlighting the importance of women's education, Mrs. Murmu said that educated daughters will enhance the pride of the nation.
शिक्षित बेटियां अपनी आंतरिक शक्ति और प्रतिभा से भारत माता का गौरव बढ़ाए। आज समय आ गया है देश को आगे बढ़ने के लिए, क्योंकि यहां 140 करोड़ जनसंख्या भारत में है, उनमें से 50% महिलाएं, जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, तो बेटियां और भाई सभी का सहयोग चाहिए।
With just 2 days left, campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections has reached its peak. Star campaigners from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are addressing public rallies across the state. Addressing a rally in Ara in Bhojpur district, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the NDA's election manifesto represents a sincere effort for the development of Bihar. In contrast, he described the Mahagathbandhan's manifesto as a document full of falsehoods. Mr. Modi stated that the NDA's resolution document focuses on education, healthcare, employment and irrigation. The Prime Minister further said that under the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, more than 1 crore 30 lakh beneficiaries have received financial assistance of 10,000 rupees each.
बिहार की ज्यादा से ज्यादा बहने लखपति दीदी बने, इस पर सुविचारित योजना आपके सामने प्रस्तुत की गई है। साथियों, मुख्यमंत्री महिला रोजगार योजना ने बिहार की हर बहन आज खुशियों से भर गई है। अभी तक बिहार की 1,30,00,000 बहनों के खाते में 10,000 रुपया पहुंच चुका है।
Meanwhile, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has said that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power in Bihar, it will provide the best education.
जैसे ही यहाँ पे हमारी गठबंधन की सरकार आएगी,
महागठबंधन विल कम टू पावर इन बिहार एंड वी विल प्रोवाइड द बेस्ट एजुकेशन टू यू। आई गिव द पर्सनल गारंटी टू यू दैट द डे द इंडिया अलायंस कम्स टू पावर इन द सेंटर, वी विल ओपन अ यूनिवर्सिटी एज गुड एज नालंदा यूनिवर्सिटी। वी विल ओपन सच अ यूनिवर्सिटी वेयर स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम अक्रॉस द वर्ल्ड विल कम एंड टेक एडमिशन।
जैसी यूनिवर्सिटी फिर से बिहार में खुली।
The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO will launch the country's heaviest communications satellite, CMS-03, this evening. The launch is scheduled to take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 5:26 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan will begin today with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances will be held in 24 cities across the country during the month-long event. It is being organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry said since its inception in 1954, the Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match has been delayed due to heavy rain. The third T20 of the 5-match cricket series between India and Australia started at the Bellerive Oval in Hobart, Australia today. India won the toss and opted to bowl first. Australia were 162 for 5 in 17.4 overs against India when reports last came in. All eyes will be on Captain Surya Kumar Yadav, who showed promise in the first match but scored only one run in the second. And that is the end of this news bulletin.